17 past 8. Time to talk some sports. 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, top of the morning to you there, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
Well, we got Dame Lillard back. He's back for the playoffs. Is he?
Yeah, you know, this was an interesting week. The Bucks have been going through the last month or so, and then they win 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. And then people are really excited about, wow, they're hot, they're on a roll. They've done a nice job. Now, most of those teams in that 8-game winning streak are not going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you know, without Damian Lillard out there, one thing that really changed the face of the team, and I think we talked about this last week, was some of the best analysis I figured, you know, talking about this in the press room after the games, is that, you know, Doc Rivers moved Giannis from his usual spot under the rim and fighting and battling for the inside shot or defending and getting rebounds, out as more of like point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And that made him more unpredictable. You know, what's he going to do? Is he going to go to the basket? Is he going to pass it off? And, you know, his assist went way up. He had 20 one night, career high 20.
Yeah.
So that's helped them in a weird way. And then, you know, guys like Kevin Porter Jr. and other shooters have come up and added 20 points or so. Out of nowhere, we get this thing on Tuesday that, hey, Dame Lillard's made tremendous progress. He's getting off the blood-thinning meds. Like, wow. Because he was diagnosed with this deep vein thrombosis. He had this soreness in the right calf muscle. And on March 18th, they shut him down because it's like, well, he's got a blood clot. And if that thing releases, man, you know,
yeah,
it could be fatal. It could go to the heart.
Right, right.
And so when they dealt that, I thought that, you know, this is very delicate to deal that card. But I know that John Horst does not want to do anything to upset that star player. Like, you know, I'm going to share this because fans are concerned. And we're, you know, rejoicing that you're going to be
yeah,
okay. And so then yesterday they put out another one to say he's going to practice now.
Yeah.
So now, you know, there's always a little gamesmanship here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you want to plant that seed in the Pacers' head. Hey, you might have to see this guy too. So you've got to watch film on him.
Yeah, and he's not going to be in game shape. I don't think we can expect him to play a lot of minutes right away. Right.
Right. Right. You know, so they put that out, and then, you know, a couple hours later there's a practice. And they let us in, and last night we're talking to Doc, and he goes, yeah, you know, first of all, today's practice was just, you know, 50%. We did our real work earlier in the week. We're getting on a plane tomorrow. We're going to Indianapolis to kick this thing off. So I don't know if he's going to be back for this series, because he's got to be. And because, you know, with a blood clot, it's not like he's been able to work out the last month. So, you know, he has to prove to them in practice that he's game-worthy. We'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah. Pacers are, I've seen them a couple of times this year when they played the Timberwolves and the Bucks. This is a good team they're playing. This isn't, it's a 50-win team. So this is a legit contender here.
They are. They're the higher seed, and they gave Bucks a lot of trouble last game. And of all people, you know, the kid from Oshkosh, Tyrese Haliburton, comes up with a 4-point play toward the end,
yeah,
to get the win. It, you know, it was kind of a BS phantom call on Giannis there that put him to the line, but he made a tremendous shot from the outside to get that win. And, you know, there's no love lost between these two teams. There's definitely a rivalry feel. They played each other last year, and the Pacers, you know, won and ended the Bucks season early because, of course, you know, Giannis was injured. So, there's juice in this one, to be sure. Tip-off is early tomorrow at noon from Indianapolis against the Pacers in the best of 7 against the Bucks.
Seems like there's more links than ever to Wisconsin in the NBA. But am I just missing something? Haliburton, you got Tyler Hero, of course.
There's a lot of kids that are coming out of, you know, the high school system in Wisconsin that a couple of years later, all of a sudden you see them, you know, running up and down the court in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. The Brewers taking on the Oakland / Sacramento / Vegas, whatever, A's. The A's have to be happy to be on the road. That Sutter Health Park, I'm sure, is a nice park, but it's like a 10,000-seat facility. It doesn't feel like a major league park, I don't think, their home field. So A's are probably pretty happy to be at AmFam Field.
Yeah, it's so weird, too, Joel, because remember I told you, like, it was like a year ago, we were there for Super Bowl, And then after Super Bowl's over with, you got a couple of days before you come back home because you're waiting for the plane prices to come down, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, what am I going to do tonight? It's a Tuesday night in Las Vegas, and I'm looking around, and the show was Rich Little, the Impressionist.
Nice.
So I go and I see this show at the Laugh Factory, and he's talking about you know, his days playing along with Sinatra and Sammy Davis in Vegas or on the Carson show. And it was a great show. And so I went to the manager of this club and said, wow, this is great. I want to tell my friends about it. And he said, well, you better hurry. Well, why? Well, because we close in a month. What? Mm-hmm. The Laugh Factory? He said, they're tearing down the hotel. It was the Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is where the ballpark's going. Oh, wow. And that's where the A's are going to move to, where the old Tropicana was.
Yeah.
So the A's, you know, as you mentioned, they're in that, you know, like minor league facility, and they're out of Oakland, and you don't call them the Oakland A's anymore. They're just the A's, the Athletics.
Oh, okay.
And they're in town tonight, opening up a three-game series against the Brewers. Brewers are going to have Freddie Peralta on the mound. And the Brewers are finding ways to win. You know, they got shelled on Monday night against the Tigers 9-1. But this Jose Quintana, he's got two wins now. One other pitcher that they've picked up that's done a nice job for him. That's, you know, they're holding down the fort while they can wait to get Brandon Woodruff and Tobias Myers back into rotation.
Yeah, I'll have to add that to my list here. Just the A's, Cleveland Guardians, Washington football team. I can't keep up with this stuff, Mike. Can't keep up with it.
It's a full-time job for me, Joel.
Exactly. So the Badgers doing a little spring football stuff going on. Luke Fickell and the crew. I see they lost a left tackle who was it they lost? Somebody went out with an injury, I heard.
Yeah, no. It was, talk about a gut punch. We were out there at the McLean Center in Madison working inside. And, you know, they have 15 practices in the spring, installing the new defense with their offensive coordinator, Grimm. And all of a sudden, the big Kevin Haywood is limping off the field. And so, you know, they just tell you lower leg injury, right?
Yeah.
So you go over the weekend, and there's Tuesday out there, and then Luke Fickell does a press conference, and they say, hey, the other day we saw Haywood leave. What's going on there? Torn ACL, lost for the season.
Yeah.
Oh. And this is the kid that they've, you know, Jack Nelson, whose dad played with for the Badgers 30 years ago, who we talked to, we interviewed, you know, I sent you some of those clips from the Combine. He's going to be up for the NFL draft in Green Bay next week. And so this was the kid that was going to replace him at left tackle. So now Fickell and, you know, his staff, they got to figure out, well, who are they going to move around on that line to get to left tackle when they get to fall camp. And so that's a huge,
yeah,
especially when you're just in spring.
Yeah, big draft weekend in Green Bay next weekend. Going to be a fun. We're going to be there partying, rubbing shoulders with the big wigs over there.
I'm going to be partying. Here's what the draft normally is for me.
Yeah,
I pull into an empty Lambeau Field parking lot. I flip my badge. I go through security. I go downstairs. I'm there in the media auditorium, which is just outside the doors of the Packers locker room. You see it when you take the stadium tour, and I sit there in a room with about 100 other reporters. And then we just watch the players come off the board. And then, after the Packers make a pick, then they put a podium up and all, and then a scout that maybe saw this guy in college comes and talks to us. Late at the end of the night, Matt LaFleur will come and talk to us, some of the coaches, and Brian Gutekunst about why they made the pick and the story, and then we write our stories for that for the next day. And it's 3 days of that until they take, you know, anywhere from 10, 13 players like they did a couple of years ago. And that's that. Right now, I don't know how I'm getting to the stadium. There's going to be 100,000 people in the parking lot. But
yeah.
And I've got friends that volunteered to be a part of this, and they said, Mike, the draft's 2 weeks away, and they said that we were going to be on a cruise ship, and they were going to feed us. And I said, you know what? It's security. Mm-hmm. We went through the same thing covering Super Bowl in New Orleans, you know, a month after that Cotton Bowl attack, terrorist attack. The NFL knows what the plan is. They'll reveal it a couple of days before. They don't like to put that out too early.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the evildoers would, you know, come up with a strategy or something like that. So there'll be more information you'll hear about, like, okay, so if you want to get in the car and drive from central Wisconsin to the draft, how do you actually get to the stage? Where's parking going to be? and you take it from there.
It's going to be crazy, and it'll be fun too. But the big question, of course, Mike, is when people take that tour of Lambeau Field and walk by your office, are you in the brochure? Does it say like Mike Clemens to the left?
No,
are you in there?
They do announce our company though.
Oh, that's nice.
Say, this is Mike Clemens. He covers a team for Civic Media radio stations across the state. Yeah, no,
there's
no autographs, so trust me. Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Yeah, it's hard being famous. I know, Mike. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate talking to you. We'll chat with you next Friday.
Talk to you from the masses next Friday, okay?
Yeah, hopefully you can make it in there. We'll see where we find you. All right, if you need help, let us know.
Joe.
Okay, Mike Clemens there, 98Q Sports Reporter. He will be at Lambeau with that media badge. You're not sure where he's going, but he'll be there, and we'll talk with him next Friday here on the 98Q Morning Show. He joins us each week at about 8:15.